Sounds good, T-Dub.
And now, it's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
Come on, Vinny.
You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
Just bring it, then.
Here's Doug Franz and Rob.
Now punching Wolfley.
Number five.
Number five this morning, we don't normally talk a lot of National Hockey League. We'll talk Coyotes, not a lot of NHL. But whenever a general manager is this up front, it's kind of interesting. Barry Trotz wins the Stanley Cup, picks up a two-year contract extension as part of the contract deal for winning a Stanley Cup, but he wants a long-term, large-money contract to be paid like one of the top three coaches since he's got the Stanley Cup.
He's going to get it.
So Brian McClellan, his general manager, isn't willing to give it to him, so the head coach resigns. All right. Then McClellan basically opens up and tells us why.
I mean, his representative, wants to take advantage of Barry's experience and Stanley Cup win, and is trying to negotiate a deal that compensates him as one of the better coaches in the league, a top, four or five coaches. So he's looking for that type of contract.
How open is it? He wants a top four or five contract, yeah. And without saying it, he's basically saying, and we don't think he's worth that.
Barry Trotz just dropped the mic and metaphorically walked away.
He resigned and we accepted the resignation. I think we came to an agreement that it wasn't going to work. And we don't want to hold him back from coaching.
Yeah, after he said you had a punchable face.
That story amazes me that a GM was just that open with everybody.
Number four.
Number four this morning, you'll never guess. There were five NFL quarterbacks drafted in the first round of the 2018 draft.
Okay, five.
Only Lamar Jackson and Josh Rosen are signed.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Baker Mayfield still unsigned. Josh Allen still unsigned. And Sam Darnold, the number one. Yeah, he's only the first quarterback or the second quarterback drafted. Sam Darnold, all unsigned right now.
Unsigned right now. Not a big concern, obviously.
I know, but isn't that...
Absolutely. They will be signed when training camp opens.
You know, like, what are you guys waiting for? It's slotted.
Number three.
Number three this morning is what Wolf talked about, the DeAndre Ayton Puma deal. Along with Marvin Bagley III, he's got a Puma deal. Jay-Z is now in charge of Puma as well for marketing purposes.
There we go.
But what's interesting about this story is the fact that the reason why Ayton wanted to go with Puma is he says because of their colors and new showmanship, because I'm an entertainer.
Oh, no. You never want to be an entertainer. You want to be an artist.
Number two.
Number two this morning, David Johnson is ranked as number six. No, not on the NFL's top 100. On the NFL's most assuredly holding out of training camp list.
I try not to focus on that. Again, I'm just trying to focus on the guys that are here. Looking to get better each and every day with the ones that are here.
NFL.com listed the top nine contract holdouts in order that will really impact training camp. The top five, all big-time players. And then number six, David Johnson. Maybe there's six big-time players.
Well, for me, it's so important David Johnson doesn't miss a lot of time in training camp. And I'll tell you why as the show unfolds.
Wow.
Number one.
And the number one thing that you need to know about this morning, your Arizona Diamondbacks, I don't know if they stole it. I don't know how they did it. But they beat the Angels.
It was exactly what we needed, and we had the right guy step up, and Paul hit that big two-run home run that got us playing downhill baseball and immediately left yesterday behind. And yesterday was a tough loss. There's no doubt about it, but these guys have been battle-tested and tough, and you got to be able to digest those types of days and be ready the next day, and these guys were.
Who are your stars? Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt and Archie Bradley.
Yeah, I mean, exactly what we talked about earlier. You know, lose a game the way we did yesterday, it's really important to wash it, come back, and get this road trip started the right way.
Beat them like you stole it.
What can they do tonight? Torrey Lovello said it was exactly what they needed, and they stole the win by stealing a big hit from him.